Bob and Fred.
That's us.
Fred and Bob.
That too.
Reviewing video games, that's our job. Fred is posh.
It's true.
Bob is not.
Why not?
Sitting on a sofa playing games a lot. Scripted Gamer!
Scene. Bob and Fred are sat on a sofa with two PS3 controllers. Bob is dressed in an idiotic, tight-fitting costume. He flies through the night with a grace and ease that puts the world's best acrobats to shame. Bob? Villains fear the shadow that glides through the darkness. What are you wearing? For they know that when his shadow appears, he won't be far behind.
Who?
Bat-Bo!
Say what now?
Bat-Bo, my character on DC Universe Online.
That's got to be the stupidest name for a superhero I've ever heard.
Oh, is that right, Freddy Freeze? How did you know?
I saw you building your character last night.
Well, my character is allowed to have a stupid name.
And why exactly is that?
Because I'm a villain. And what difference does that make?
Villains are allowed stupid names. It makes them even more villainy.
Villainy?
That's a word.
So why can't heroes have silly names?
Heroes have to sound heroic.
Superman, Wonder Woman, or Oracle.
Oracle's my guide, and Batman is my mentor.
See, my guide is the Calculator, and my mentor is Lex Luthor. You get Oracle, who is named after a mythical prophet. I get Calculator, named after a piece of math equipment.
That's what you get for being a villain.
Well, Bat-Bo, I'm sorry, but how exactly did you come up with that ridiculous name?
Well, I wanted to be like Batman, so I took his look and chose acrobatics and gadgets as my skill set, whereas I chose flight and freezy powers, right? And as my weapon, I chose the bow like Green Arrow, and I wanted to call my hero Black Arrow.
So why didn't you?
Name was taken, so I tried Target.
Taken?
Then Bat Arrow, Dark Arrow, even Bat Knight.
All taken.
Yes, all taken.
So all that was left in my head was Bat-Bo.
Do you kind of wish it had been taken?
No.
It's an awesome name for an awesome hero, I'll have you know. I've completed all the main missions, which are so repetitive.
Totally.
And I completed the mentor stuff, and I'm now officially a member of the Justice League. But get this right. You get to level 30, you can't get any higher.
I'm only on level 4.
And the game doesn't end.
Well, it's an online game, Bob. Is it meant to end?
Well, I think it should. I'm starting to get bored. And the only things I can do now are repeat levels on a harder setting or do these annoying group missions where you have to rely on other chumps not disappearing halfway through.
You're not really a people person, are you, Bob?
Bat-Bo works alone. And Freddy Freeze works at Iceland.
You wait. I'll get you, Bat-Bo.
Not at level 4, you won't.
We've been the Scripted Gamers.
Batman rules!
Yes, Bob. Good night.
Bob and Fred. Fred and Bob.
Scripted Gamer is recorded for GamePeople.co.uk. It is written and performed by Adam Moran, produced by Andy Robertson. Fred and Bob are fictional characters. Any resemblance to real persons, living or dead, is purely coincidental.
Scripted Gamer!